What a shock. It's an absolute thrill and a big surprise and just a privilege to write the score for Wolf Hall, to be involved in such a great production. It's my sixth collaboration with director Peter Kosminski. And so to know that we've come up with something in our many collaborations that people have enjoyed enough to actually want to go and buy the music and the soundtrack on its own is just thrilling. People just fall in love with the books, and then of course it did very well as a stage play and the TV adaptation. There was such a lot of pressure on everybody, you know, because everybody felt that there was a lot of to live up to. And then it just seemed to just capture everyone's imagination, and it was just a fantastic experience, really. Mm.
Had you read the Hilary Mantel book before you were asked to get involved?
Yes, I'd read the book. I read the scripts of brilliant adaptations by Peter Strawn. So I was well ready to write the score by the time I saw the pictures. But unusually, Peter wanted to get going on the music really quickly. So I wrote the main theme, Cromwell's theme, and Anne's theme, actually, well before he'd even started shooting. And he took those with him on set. And he found it very helpful because he said having the music on set helped him to set the pace of the thing. And he was listening to it a lot, you know, just sort of getting involved with the music very early on, which was so helpful.
You're no stranger, of course, to writing to picture, but how did you capture that very particular Tudor mood so effectively?
Well, it was interesting because we didn't want to do pastiche of Tudor music. That was very clear from the start with Peter that, you know, the books themselves feel very fresh. The way he shot it was very immediate. You feel like you're right there with the characters. And that sort of allowed us to slightly step out the Tudor age. So although there are Tudor instruments in the score, there's a recorder, there's a harpsichord, there's an instrument called a viol, which is like a very primitive violin. And, you know, I did use those within the score. Actually, a lot of the music sounds quite modern and doesn't sound traditionally Tudor. And that was a very conscious decision to reflect the way Hilary's written the book, which is very fresh, very relevant, and you feel like you're right there with the characters.